And welcome to the Taylor Report. Did you notice the dramatic pause? This is Phil Taylor. I'm here with Phil Connon. How are you doing, Phil?
Good afternoon, Phil.
And today's the day. This is when we start off our membership drive, and we're very glad to be doing it because we've been doing a lot of programming in this past half year and that we know that people are enthusiastic about. We cover all kinds of matters, as does the entire station, CIUT. It's a great community station. People count on it more and more, I would say. And to help us out, I'll just get you started on this. The numbers are 416-946-7800, or you can call us toll-free at 1-888-204-8976. And, of course, you can also go to the website, CIUT.fm, which says donate, and you can go to PenPal. Did I say PenPal? Does anybody have PenPals? PayPal. And or
yeah, people have pen pals, but yes, they use Facebook.
When
for
I was
it. I have a
kid,
lot of, I have 205 pen pals on Facebook.
Do you really?
Well, they're friends, so they're my pen pals.
So they say.
And I just got a hot text on my BlackBerry, and it made noise. Everybody heard it ring, and it's from Jacob Leibovich. He says, "I just supported CIUT, the Taylor Report."
Hey, there's a nice guy.
Yeah.
There's a great guy, and he's the son of a really great guy, Peter Leibovich, very important figure in the labor movement and a very important figure in the NDP. If Peter Leibovich were still with us, people would be looking toward him as a kind of Corbyn-like solution to whatever it was that just happened in the elections. You're listening to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, and we are seeking support for the greatest little station, CIUT. And the donation line is 416-946-7800. And you can call us if you're in Hong Kong, Singapore, North Korea. We'd love to hear from you guys in North Korea, by the way. But 1-888-204-8976. I just said North Korea. We had Christopher Black was on our show. I remind people what do you get in the way of programming. Christopher Black writes some of the better essays that you can find online. Just go to his name. He's a great lawyer. But I recall he made a trip once to North Korea. And it was great. An intelligent, observant person with legal training goes to a country that everybody says is verboten. Is that the word? Did I say that right? Phil, you can say German words.
It's close enough. We know what you meant.
And he reports on it. And it reminds us that this is a civilization. This is the people. They were our allies in World War II, and they their country has been cut in half, and there are 38,000 American soldiers still in Korea. And if you listen to the Taylor Report, the kind of things we talk about, a lot of the things that are registered on the great screen as verboten, you're not supposed to talk about that. Thomas Mountain.
Talked about last week. Thomas Mountain from Eritrea was on our program, and afterwards I went home and we had a discussion at home. When's the last time we saw a news item that was datelined from Eritrea, about an Eritrean story about anything having to do with that country? Any story, a political story or a non-political story, a cooking story.
Right. You
Nothing.
Said the magic word, dateline.
Dateline.
Nobody goes there.
Of course. That's right. Absolutely. So if you don't listen to the Taylor Report when we interview Thomas Mountain, one thing you can count on, you will never have any news from Eritrea because we're the only source.
That's right. For your exclusive Eritrean information, you turn to the Taylor Report. And, of course, that has so moved you that now you will call us up at 9416-946-7800. Or, if you again, as I say, if you happen to be in Eritrea, you can call us toll-free at 1-888-204-8976. And go, of course, to the web, www.CIUT.fm, and then it will say donate, and it gives you the option of PayPal or a credit card. And don't be worried. As soon as you engage it, they will ask you, and what program are you particularly interested in? And, of course, you're going to say the Taylor Report. And so there are your instructions. I'm going to come back to it later. You can write them all down. Call us up at 416-946-7800 or long distance or out of town, 1-888-204-8976, and we're, of course, CIUT.FM. And we had Isaac Saney last week, and he, by the way, I want to just remind you that on November 14, 13 or 14, this is another thing to get to the table for. Isaac Saney is a professor at Dalhousie. He's done excellent work on Cuba, and he's one who organizes conferences, which permits wider dissemination of ideas and gives people a chance to engage the subjects and provide the kind of information base that people need to understand what's going on, particularly now with Cuba. But his feature of this on this occasion is Cuba's involvement with Africa. We know it most recently from Cuban doctors fighting Ebola and risking their lives and providing – they're all over the world, people find the Cuban doctors when people are in need. And it is a great tribute to the Cuban Revolution. So on November 13 and 14, that's a Friday and Saturday, at the United Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil Street, there's going to be a program. The grandson of Nicolas Guillen, one of the great poets of our hemisphere. If the people here weren't we do have some translators. I got to back up a step. I started to say there's not a sufficient attention, but also one of our guests has translated the works of Nicolas Guillen. His grandson is Nicolas Guillen's grandson is going to be here.
And the guest's name is on the tip of my tongue, but I can't get it out.
We will come back to that. November 13 and 14 at the Steelworkers Hall, and that's Isaac Saney is organizing this conference. And we'll have as we go along today, we're going to give you further information on that. The program begins, by the way, on Saturday at 9:30 a.m., and there's a talk on Friday evening at 7 o'clock at a Steelworkers Hall. Anyway, this is the kind of things we do on the Taylor Report. This kind
can
of thing
I talk about something we do on the Taylor Report?
Radio. Yes, please.
Something we do on the Taylor Report, which is supposedly done on the main networks, but not really. We do sports on the Taylor Report, but we do a special way
of
it.
We're going to talk about sports, kid.
And
all right. What did Batista tweet today?
Well, Jose Batista spoke out today about the insults shown to Latin American ball players by the media in North America, who complain about what they call attitude. And he was just saying how insulting this is and how unjustified it is. He says he's seen great, incredible ball players being insulted by comments about having an attitude, right? And so, Phil, you made a little prediction about what's going to happen with Jose Batista now that he's
trade bait.
And why do you say that? Why is he trade bait now?
Well, because that's how big-time sports corporations operate. They decide player is a little too speaking up a little. We had a great player here, Mr. Bell.
George Bell. One of the greatest.
So now listen, George Bell was voted the most valuable player of the American League. And the year that he was voted the most valuable player in baseball, they said to him, when you come back next year, George, we're going to make you a DH.
A part-time job.
A specialist job. And something which, by the way, you know, to a ball player, he plays best when he's playing.
Yeah, of course.
And
of course.
The idea that you could be voted the most valuable player, and then they tell you that you're going to DH. He ended up saying, you can kiss my purple ass, as my memory.
Your memory serves correct. He did suggest to the manager, Jaime Williams, that you can do exactly that.
Yeah. And then they brought in, by the way, we got a real manager in Cito Gastian. And then they treated Cito badly. The Toronto Sun had a front page picture of Cito. And when the ball player, after all, he won two World Series.
In a row.
Yeah. And was never voted the manager of the year. Never voted manager of the year. And then when they stripped the club down, as they often do, sell them for, see how much money they can make off the ball players, basically stripped it down. And he was still there. They were not performing at the same level. And so they got on his case. And immediately they noticed that he had an attitude problem. And then they ran a photograph of him on the front page of The Sun. Look it up. And the headline was Cito plays a race card, you know, because he noticed that maybe there was something about him that he thought was working against him from media and management, big management. Anyhow,
of course, that was the Toronto Sun playing the race card, which is only the ones who can play. Absolutely,
of course.
Yeah.
But if you defend yourself, I think that there might be some racism, they say, "Oh, you're playing the race card."
So, by the way, Phil, you've commented on this show from time to time about the annoying thing.
Before
about,
you say that, hold that thought. 416-946-7800. Hurry, and 1-888-204-8976. We still haven't heard from you, Angola. We're really counting on you. CIUT.FM. Make a donation. Become a member. This is a membership drive. This is a great station. It's community radio, and you only get it here. And Phil is holding the thoughts. I want to see if he remembers what he was going to say.
I do. I was going to say, you've commented about the militaristic displays going on in baseball parks in North America.
Yes.
So there was a story that broke this week that was very, very interesting.
Tell me an interesting story.
The interesting story is that it appears that the Pentagon has been paying major league teams to put on those things. They have an advertising budget. And they pay Major League Baseball, say, you know, we'll pay you so much money, and then we'll march a bunch of Marines out and bring out flags, and we'll have a flyby and all that sort of stuff. And we'll put some money in your pocket if you let us do that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
The really obscene back-channel relationship between major sports and militarism, I mean, it's patent for anybody to see. It's very offensive, actually. It presumes upon the person who buys his ticket, he came to see the game, that you have to fly a jet over his head. He has to stand with his hand over his heart. Why does he have to do any of that?
He has to take his hat off and stand with his hand over his heart. Because they tell you on the public address announcement, remove your caps, put your hand over your heart.
Hand over your heart. And if you don't, we'll trample you to death. Yeah, it's marvelous. Yeah. It's all about freedom. And of course, they had this thing. The ball player, Mr. Tillman, you remember him?
Yes, yes.
Who
back in the news.
He was charging up the hill toward the enemy and was killed. And that's what they told us. And then a year later they said, well, actually, he was shot in the face by a guy on his side. And by the way, then all the glamour was out of it. Just like his stock fell. Yesterday's football games I was watching, and they apparently across the NFL they had a decision. All the coaches were wearing camouflage. And there's a couple of them that need camouflage because it's best they wouldn't be seen. The 49er coach, for example, he needs a bit of turf to get under. This is the Taylor Report. This is CIUT. We're counting on you to support this great community station. Call us up at 416-946-7800. And I think we got some good news here. And 1-888-204-8976. And of course, you can write to us. You can go to CIUT.FM use PayPal or Plastic. Be sure and mention us. This is the Taylor Report. And it's CIUT. And I have one from Rod. And this is we want to dedicate this to Cousin Norman Tilston. Who fought the good fight in World War II and died soon after. This is how to remember. Because this is a show that, by the way, says we think it's a job of governments, we think it's a job of diplomats to avoid wars. And when somebody ends up dead because of your mistakes as a president or prime minister, a king, the ones we want to remember are the guys who gave their lives. But the way you do it is to say, we're not asking them to do that again. And if you morons get us into a war, you'll be the ones who go in the slammer. Mr. Kissinger walks around and signs autographs. He belongs in a prison somewhere. Same with Nixon. And frankly, Obama uses drones to kill people in Yemen. Where did he get the right to do that? So you're listening to this is the kind of programming we do, folks. If you like this stuff, call us up, 416-946-7800. You call us toll-free at 1-888-204-8976. Go online, CIUT.FM. Hit donate, mention the Taylor Report, We would be much obliged.
And can I remind our listeners, if your donation from a minimum of $25 up, you will receive a tax receipt. So then you get a double pleasure. You'll give money to the station and you get some money back from your taxes. If you give $89.50, you become a member of CIUT and you get a little card that says I'm a member. You're a card-carrying member of CIUT.
That's
which
right.
is a great thing to be.
You can be followed and somebody will, this is your chance.
Absolutely. You'll be
to surveillance.
You'll be on the Bill C-51 hit list because you're a card-carrying member of CIUT. And you can come to the annual general meeting, which happens once a year. That's why it's an annual meeting because you're a member. And if you give $120, you get all of that, and you get a T-shirt. So
that's terrific. Listen, I want to thank Stan. As a matter of fact, he said I could say his whole name. Stan Babbitt. I have a nickname for him. I call him the Politburo. Stan is reads the newspapers and tells me what he thinks is the most important story of the day, and he very often helps me out, as a matter of fact. You know, I'm barely awake, and he's telling me these things, and I'm thinking, hey, he might have a point. So it may surprise you, but the Taylor Report listens. We don't sound like we listen, but we do listen. And if you tell us, here's a story, there's a story, well, we'll go and look it up.
Well, actually, the Taylor Report has an army of researchers out there, and what they all have in common is that it's all volunteer. They inundate Phil Taylor with
militiamen, with
news articles. And so Phil gets up every day, and his task now is to sift through all this information that's been placed in front of him,
and then bring it
to the Taylor Report, right? But you don't bring it to the Globe and Mail and the Star because they're not going to take it, right?
Well, look, I mean, we mentioned. Thomas Mountain. Think about the Ann Garrison, a great journalist in Berkeley, has put us on to numbers. So we did remember the oil tanker stories, Phil? And we actually ended up speaking to activists in Oakland. We had the problem of the exploding train, and we followed that, I think, as well and as conscientiously and as detailed as could be. Ann Garrison put us onto that. Her authority, her expertise is in several areas, but she's fighting for the life of Victoire Ingabire of Rwanda, who's sitting in a prison. She's been there now at least 5 years, and her crime was that she returned to her country as a patriot and wished to put her name forward as a candidate and wished to differ with the president for life, who had been selected by really a wide segment of the officers of his army thought he should be the president. And if they did find a faction in the army that didn't think he was to be president, they shot all of them or chased him out of the country. So, but Victoire Ingabire, her life depends on the attention the world gives to her case to a large extent, and Ann Garrison has done that. So, of course, we speak to Ann Garrison. And
Phil, you've also had a couple of times, you've had guests on who come from Burundi, and this is a hot story right now. There's something cooking there, and it isn't nice. It's being cooked by the State Department, it looks like. And
well, Samantha, what's her name? Power?
Oh, the Power Lady,
The Power. And Samantha Power and the leading French colonialists, I use the short form. Why bother with Neil? It's this French colonialist, intellectual, right-wing writer. He and Samantha Powers have been working to overthrow the government of Burundi. And most of the papers and media here have picked it up and actually buy into it. It's really ridiculous. They have opposition, a legal opposition there. They run for office, etc. But they created this phony issue of can he run for a second term? Well, it's a debate, and you can go to the court, and they did do all of that. And he didn't ask to be president for life. He simply said he is the party leader of the group that took power through a legal process, through the Arusha process. And so we pointed all this out. I mean, you're right. We had a terrific guy on the show who's a fantastic writer who did all this. And, here's some good news. I'm going to interrupt Phil Taylor because he talks too much anyhow. Jacob, thank you very much. Ariana, thank you. And Gyla and Elliot, Meg. I like saying these names. We are really very appreciative. This is Taylor Report, CIUT, and Those names and others are supporting CIUT's programming. It is community radio, which is that's a little miracle in any big city. If you've got community radio, you got a toehold on real life. It's not as paid for, as advertised, as bought, as you know, brought to you by a corporate journalism, which is not journalism. But at any rate, here we rely on the most important thing that you can have, which is people. And the number is 416-946-7800. And you can call us toll-free, 1-888-204-8976. And, of course, you can go on the web, CIUT.fm, donate. And when you go to PayPal or using your credit card, be sure, if you would, mention the Taylor Report because it's going to give you that option. Phil, by the way, is here from he has a great program on Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m., Classical Underground. If you were to stumble onto that, that's okay. We don't mind. That would be okay. And, of course, you know, I guess CIUT is best known for its great music. And,
well,
of course,
it is.
And Phil has a kind of a corner on this because, by definition, what he does is great music. The rest is called music, and Phil's is called great music.
Well, I disclaim this this praise, but thank you. But
that is the problem. It's almost a societal problem, right?
People say,
I don't know. Do I have to wear a tie to listen to this? And I said, yes.
But we try to demystify classical music. And for one thing, the people who wrote it are far more interesting people than they're presented when you sanctify them and deify them and put them up as little plaster
saints. Great artists turn out to be human beings.
Absolutely.
That's what I've
Yes, and that's one of the things that we do on Classical Underground. Incidentally, if you tune into Classical Underground this week, we're going to be interviewing Wally Brooker. Wally is a folk singer, and he has convened a very interesting event to take place on November 19th, and that is it's the commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the execution by the state of Utah by a firing squad of the troubadour Joe Hill. And it's really
you're going to play Paul Robeson singing, or you have done.
We have done that. We're going to do it again because I mean this is a big event. Joe Hill is probably one of the most important cultural figures to come out of America.
Way of Sweden.
That's right. By way of Sweden,
a lot of the best Americans
Swedish
came.
Immigrant. By the way, when I call him a troubadour, I mean he was a working class poet who learned English as an adult, and while working, he's one of these guys who rode the rails and worked in very, very difficult jobs in mines, in forestry crews. Somehow became a working class poet in the English language, became a working class singer, joined the Wobblies, which was a big union movement at the time.
He
was the Wobbly.
He was the Wobbly poet.
And of course, and so the authorities in the state of Utah decided, well, they had to do something about Joe Hill, and they had some crime that they didn't.
A trumped up story. They had a dead woman, dead man, and
dead
they decided
man, and
they were going to pin it on Joe.
Right, and Joe had some other. He'd gone to a doctor that day because he'd been involved in something that was not related to the event. But they said, "Well, you'll do, Joe." Well, and they did. They put him on trial
and shot him,
and then they shot him. Firing squad. You know,
there's a happy story, kids. 416-946-7800. It did have a happy ending. I said on Friday's show, and I'll remind people now, that Joe Hill, they said, well, Joe, what do you want us to do, pal? You're going to be killed here. And what do you want us to do with the body? He said, I'd like to be cremated. I want my ashes scattered all over the earth, but not in Utah. I don't want to be found dead in Utah. 416-946-7800, toll free, 1-888-204-8976, and, of course, online at CIUT.fm. Speaking of Joe Hill, you know, he was so good, and he had so many songs that everybody still sings to this day and borrow ideas because the songs are full of ideas, that he achieved legend status almost before he was shot, to the point where people sort of like, was he real? Was that a... And I read Gurley Flynn's life story, Rebel Girl. He wrote a song for her called The Rebel Girl, and it is Gurley Flynn. Gurley Flynn was sent by the Wobblies to go to the prison to be liaison of information to Joe, to in and out of the prison. And so She actually saw him with her own eyes. The great American poet and novelist Wallace Stegner wrote a biography of him, but not appreciated, by the way, by most people at the left, because he decided to turn it into something. Didn't make everybody happy. These are the kind of things you find out.
Well, yeah, well, it's a long time since I've heard anybody mention Wallace Stegner's name. But he's a very interesting American writer. I've read a couple of his novels.
Colorado man, right?
Yeah, well, from a lot of different places. He did live in Colorado, but he also lived in Vermont.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Did he?
Yes. He spent his last days in Vermont. Yeah.
Okay, that's one mark against him. But otherwise, I thought he was a great guy. Yeah, this is Taylor Report, CIUT, 416-946. I know you're waiting for the number and you're irritated we're talking. 416-946-7800. 1-888-204-8976 or online at CIUT.fm. And go to donate and follow the instructions. And I know you're all bright enough to figure it all out and make sure that we get – you mentioned the Taylor Report.
And listen, I need to mention some of the things we need the $60,000 for. We have to make improvements to the studio space we have at CIUT. It's been in use for 6 years now in Hard House. And we need new state-of-the-art broadcast boards. I like that word, state-of-the-art. I think that means something was invented or patented in the past year or put on the market in the past year. But we need these broadcast boards, and we need a couple of them. We need to buy some more hard drives. We need to buy some more computers. We need to develop and implement a digital music library. And we've got to figure out how to provide access to our 50,000 CD collection so our show hosts can use them.
Whoa.
You have them all, but somebody's got to come in and organize them and catalog them and stuff like that so the hosts know that they're there to be used.
So those 60,000.
50,000. So those are some of the things that the 60,000 we're looking to raise are going to go towards. So please call us, 416-946-7800. 1-888-204-8976, and go to our website, CIUT.fm, and there's the donate button. And make sure you mention the Taylor Report.
Absolutely. So, Alejandro, thank you. David, Emmy, Kevin, you know who I'm talking to. Marcia, Randy. Hey, there's a JR here. Who shot JR? JR.
He wasn't
and
shot.
Gregory, thank you, Gregory.
Gave me some money.
And Tony and Frank. I like saying his name. Hoja. Peter and Robert. Aaron. Get a load of this. People value the programming. They support a great community station. Mohammed. Venice. Hugh. Samantha. Elias. And John. And John, of course, all the Johns in the world held their hand up when I said that. 416-946-7800. 1-888-204-8976.
And if we didn't mention your name just now, that means we're waiting to hear from you.
Somebody's jotting them down on a list right now. Hey, by the way, we had Amit Lowe on the show. Amit Lowe told us about the events at Burkina Faso. Now, you mentioned how many people know what's going on in Eritrea. Well, how many people know what's going on in Burkina Faso? Very important country in Africa. It had Thomas Sankara, one of the inspiring leaders of all Africa. He ranks with Mandela and Robert Mugabe and so many of the other outstanding leaders of Africa in the struggle against colonialism. He was assassinated, and it has left a wound all this time, these years later. But now those who were involved in the assassination have finally been overthrown. And we followed the events there where there was the removal of the president who went over to Ivory Coast colonialists have arranged to remove a government in Ivory Coast. And he was a friend of the people who removed the leader in Ivory Coast, who's rotting in a prison right now in Europe, because that's how people get treated. He's the president of the country, and they had a disputed presidential result. And Washington and Paris decided they were the ones who knew who had won the election. When the Supreme Court of Ivory Coast said that the incumbent had won, they said no. So, and Mr. Campori of Burkina Faso was one of the people who helped destroy the government in Ivory Coast. So he fled there when the people of Burkina Faso ran into the streets and said, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. And so he, of course, bided his time. And then about a month ago made an attempted comeback. And frankly, it was very hard to get any information. Amitlo provided that for us. And and we have a meeting, as a matter of fact, to announce. And Phil's going to have a look at this and give us an hour and date of it. But again, it shows the kind of coverage you get if you tune in to community radio, CIUT.FM, and you listen to the Taylor Report. And if you wish, you can now go to the phone, 416-946-7800. Call us toll-free, 1-888-204-8976. Or you can call it or go online, CIUT.FM.
And the event that Phil just mentioned will be this Saturday, the 14th of November at 3 p.m. at the United Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil Street. And it is to commemorate the 28th anniversary of the assassination of Thomas Sankara. And it is being sponsored by a different book list and Professor Isaac Saini of Dalhousie University and the Group for Research and Initiative for Liberation
Of
Africa. Yes. So that's that should be quite a meeting. That's this coming Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil Street. Mm-hmm. And again, you won't read about this meeting or this discussion or this speech in the Toronto Star or the Globe and Mail or the Toronto Sun, so don't bother looking for it there. You got to come to CIUT and the Taylor Report to know about these things.
Absolutely. And we'll even help you with your local news. Now, for example, here's the news that people should know. It's been acknowledged in the past week that the so-called rebels who are terrorists and counter-revolutionaries and agents of Britain, France, and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, who are being financed and armed and run through Turkey and being trained, as the Americans admit. I mean, all these things are crimes. You cannot arm people in one state, arm another a group of people, and then send them across the sovereign borders to make war on a government, which is exactly what's been going on. And, of course, they've always had this propaganda business, and we're in the anti-propaganda business, by the way. That's what we're – one of the things we do. And so they have been promoting the idea that the government of Syria is using chemical weapons, et cetera. Now, all that got inspected. All that got looked at, and thanks to the intervention actually of Russia. Russia finally woke up one day and said, oh, we're on the Security Council. We get to vote. No, we're not going to help you make war on a sovereign country. And so there's been changes going on. Well, one of the things that has emerged in very recent days is that these this Nusra group, or I love not to know their names, but ISIS and others, are using chemicals. Not only are they using chemicals, they're using them on each other. And here I have it from the New York Times. Perfect. By the way, this is a headline that's worth reading. It says, Syria, rebels used mustard gas. Very clear.
In rebels.
Well, rebels is not the right word, terrorists. But it says used mustard gas. Now, the Toronto Star got the same story. This is why we're here, folks. They ran the title as mustard gas used in attack on Syrians. Oh, so now all the way, see, it's mysterious. Who did that? And above the article, they have a large color photograph of the president of Syria. But the story doesn't say he did it. The reason it's a story is that the terrorists, ISS or whatever they are, yeah, the SS, I got it, and al-Nusra, whatever, the terrorists are the ones who were using the chemicals. And by the reason it's a confirmed story, and it came from the United Nations investigators into use of chemicals. So the Toronto Star ran a color photograph over that headline. So they know that most people only read headlines. They read a headline and they look at him and it says mustard gas used in attack on Syrians. What are they supposed to conclude? He did it, except he didn't do it. And so I thought, well, this is all very interesting. So I went to the Washington Post, which the Toronto Star says they got the story from the Washington Post. So the Washington Post had a different headline. And that headline is weapons inspectors say non-state fighters in Syria used mustard gas. That was their headline. Now, the Star took their story and wrote mustard gas used in attack on Syrians. Non-state fighters is pretty clear. That is to say, it's not the government. Mustard gas is used, and it's being used by these guys who get trained in Turkey and paid for their salaries. Most of them are mercenaries. They are not Syrians, by the way. They are mercenaries, and they're using mustard gas on Syrians. But that got turned into mustard gas used in attack on Syrians. And by the way, here's a big picture of the president of the country, which incidentally the Washington Post did not run that picture either. There was no picture of Assad because the story isn't about him. But they didn't want to. They know that, you know, look, we're doing propaganda here. It's actually, they have a columnist, a lot of people have respect for him, Mr. Siddiqui. About 2 years ago, he called for the bombing of Damascus. He wanted NATO. He said, do it now. Do it now. Bomb Damascus.
Why would he
Damascus.
Say that?
Yeah, he did. That was Siddiqui. And, you know, I'm not saying he writes a bad article every time he writes, but that was what's very memorable because that's the sort of thing, the havoc like they created in Libya, it would have been, is what their goal is in Syria. You're listening to Taylor Report. That's the kind of things we talk about. You're listening to community radio before we go further. 416-946-7800 1-888-204-8976 or go online at CIUT.FM.
Phil, while you're on the subject of the Toronto Star, one of the things that we do on the Taylor Report is that we bring news from a foreign, obscure place that is uncovered in the Toronto press, and that is the place called Quebec, where you're not allowed to know what's happening in Quebec.
They had a demonstration of public sector workers, 150,000. Yeah.
Well, they must have put a big picture on the front of the Star, right? Yeah. No, that's a secret.
Yeah.
But the Star did notice Quebec on the weekend, by the way. I mean, the ink is hardly dry on the new Liberal government. And the Star ran an op-ed piece signed by four people who are Liberal Party functionaries of some sort, saying that it was a priority for the new Trudeau government to intervene and lay down the law to Quebec on health care. Well, I said, well, I know my Canadian constitutional structure. Health care is provincial jurisdiction. So the guy's not even in office for a week. And the Toronto Star is running an editorial saying, oh, well, you know, he's got to go into Quebec and straighten them out and tell them that they're not running their health care system right. So it looks like, I mean, the Star, they just can't wait to get back into it with Quebec. It's, oh, goody. Yeah. We haven't had a real war with Quebec. And, you know, so let's go to it. We got our guy there now, right? And,
that's right. Yeah. That's the job of the Taylor Report to remind you that Canada is Belgium. And the phone number is 416-946. Look it up. 946-7800. And you call us at AAA 1-888-204-8976. Go online, CIUT.FM. And again, you know, we have, let's just remind people who we've had here. I was looking at a list today. It was phenomenal. Of course, you know we often have spoken with Ramsey Clark, former Attorney General of the United States, who I would say is one of our spiritual inspirers. He is it. I've had the pleasure, of course, of meeting and working with him. And whenever I'm in doubt what to do, I just simply turn to him. And here's some more good news. Via good news comes via 416-946-7800, and it's 1-888-204-8976 for you folks out of town. And we have had Sarah Flounders, one of our regular contributors, is Zafar Bengash, which is incidentally quite remarkable because Zafar Bengash is an Islamic scholar, but he's also a terrific journalist, and we're very fortunate we have him frequently. If something occurs, as certainly happens frequently in the Middle East. No matter where it is, Zafar is one of the people that you turn to, and he is authoritative as opposed to people who, you know, took a course at the University of Toronto or, you know, or have joined a human rights group and now intend to change the
world. He's even an authority on boxing.
Right. And we, hey, yeah, we uncovered his secrets, gifts. I think that, frankly, that gave us insights into, because the guy can punch. Right. As a journalist, he's on top of it, and we all suspect it has something to do with his days as a middleweight champion. I just made him a middleweight.
So Phil, we have 21 names here.
Go ahead. You want to read them? Let us. We can.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you that we have a text that Harry Glasspeak is contributing.
Hey, we take our hat off to Harry.
And Harry, of course, has been a guest on this show and emeritus professor of law at York University.
He's an emeritus of good causes.
Absolutely. A leading authority on labor law and how it functions.
You know, he talked to us about the train crash.
Yes,
he did. Loss of life. And that is an area of his expertise.
Right. Yeah. So 20 names. Shall I read them or you want to read them?
Yeah, let me.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, let me.
All right.
I really appreciate it. Emmett, thank you very much. And Isaac Saini. I use his middle name, which is his last name. Isaac Saini. This is Taylor Report, incidentally. This is the highlight reel. And it's 416-946-7800 to get in on all these name things. Yvette and Derek and Miguel. Hey, and a different book list, which is a Toronto institution. Have you not been there? You have missed something. Because you can go up and down Bloor Street, a lot of nice bookstores, and then you go in a different book list and you say, you know, this is different. This is really different. And because you find all the great writers of our hemisphere from Jamaica, Barbados, and from Africa, and people like W.E.B. Du Bois and Richard Wright, who are not, sometimes they make a man like Du Bois, they say, well, he's a great scholar, and they put him on a shelf out of the reach of children. So a different book list, he's within reach. And everyone should, and the place to get the book is there. And Ken and Ron, we have to stop because that's Ron Mesbeck and that's Karen Snooks. The spirit lives on. Karen Snooks, and listeners of Taylor Report will know, she was an artist first and a committed socialist, and she was an active trade unionist, outstanding woman, and she was, she used to call us up as one of our listeners, and we all miss her. And we want to thank Ron, because we always like to remember Karen Snooks. And we thank you, Laura and Joseph and Rick and David and Tom and Ted. Hey, Ted, nice to hear from you. And there's another Ted. You both know who I'm talking about. And Douglas and David, I want to say, by the way, Ted Schmidt has been one of our guests, and Ted Schmidt is an institution. We had him here to talk about, his book, Never Neutral, and his enthusiasm for the new pope, who, by the way, needs combative, brilliant people like Ted, because we now read that, guess what, there's intrigue in the Vatican. Does that sound like new headlines?
Who would have ever guessed?
Who would have thought? Apparently, they don't do anything else. Yeah. Seems to be it. And this pope is a very interesting, very helpful. Humanity is looking toward him with a welcome smile, let's put it that way. It's been good for everybody, and it certainly has inspired Ted. And there is going to be a program coming up soon where Ted is hosting. It's going to be at Beth Satoum. And Father Lacaille, who wrote Rebel Priest, Ted was on our show talking about the book. A Montreal priest who served in Peru and Chile and in Central America and witnessed and experienced a lot of the struggles pretty much at the risk of his life. And he was what is called the liberation theologian. And I know some people who say, oh, a Catholic, you know. Well, yeah, he's one of those who put their lives on the line and put an awful lot of people who consider themselves revolutionaries to shame. If you look at the history of Nicaragua, the role of the priests, there was a couple of really wonderful individuals who led that struggle, who were major figures in the church. And Phil, you will remember the Pope did not approve of them.
No, the last Pope didn't. He
and therefore
didn't.
I joined I joined an intrigue at the Vatican to get rid of him, and I succeeded. Right. My faction won.
Right. And don't forget also the El Salvadorian bishop, Oscar Romero, who is a martyr, who was murdered on the altar of his church by a gang of thugs who were backed by Henry Kissinger and the State Department. There's no question about that. That's who they were working for.
Yes.
And then, of course, the last couple of popes thought that was just fine, that the guy had forgotten who he was supposed to be working for. And now this pope is saying, no, we honor his memory, which is that's very, very new coming from the Vatican. And I guess the intriguers aren't too happy about that, but we are, and
that's
we
right.
want to keep reminding people that, that
finally
this,
our intrigue is working.
Right, exactly.
So if you want to help our intrigue, call us up at 416-946-7800, or if you're out of town, 1-888. And by the way, I'm going to say on air right now, because I have had a couple of really nice messages from Western Ukraine, and I want to tell you folks, I've been very glad to get them. And they help me because I know that someone there is listening and that they found what we're doing valuable. And so I look through my notes and say, I'm going to do more of that. And so you folks in Western Ukraine, you don't have to call and donate anything. You guys are in a struggle. I appreciate. So, but we just a show. You can, and it, but if you're in the mood to, you could call us at 1-888-204-8976 and say, tell Phil that I don't have the money just now, but I still support the show.
Yeah.
If you're from Western Ukraine, that's a free one. And 416-946-7800. I realize West Ukraine is not a stronghold of revolutionary activity. It's a stronghold of people not wanting to be beaten up by fascists. 416-946-7800, 1-888-204-8976. Go online at ciut.fm. Community radio is a marvelous thing. Earlier we were speaking to the proprietor of Ruby Slippers, and which is a great program. And this is the kind of thing you get if you tune in. That's a Friday show, and you get splendid music every day of the week, and you get a lot of interesting programming. Of course, Phil, you and I are associated with CIUT Friday Morning.
Oh, what a fun program that is,
and,
too.
We had Fiona Reed in the other day, and, you know, all you listeners, take off your hats. Fiona Reed is one of our greatest actresses, and a very generous artist came and joined us. And I see a familiar face. Do you know this gentleman?
Yeah, somebody's walking to the studio.
Yeah,
here. We hope he's not going to throw us out.
He's going to play his
He's got a microphone. Go ahead.
I do.
You let him talk.
Thank you. Anyway, I just want to update you on the amazing and wonderful job that your listeners are providing us with here this evening during your membership drive show, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, your show total has brought in $2,670.
Whoa.
And bringing the station overall total to $11,979. And considering we kicked off the campaign at 6 a.m. this morning, that's really good.
Hey.
And that's thanks to all of our amazing donors, supporters, listeners of CIUT. And right now, to the Taylor Report, and it is without a doubt a unique program.
Well,
and that's all courtesy of Mr. Phil Taylor here. So, Phil, all you need is $320, and you hit the $3,000 mark.
All right.
That's all you need.
That's a challenge out there. I know that some of you guys with deep pockets have been listening, so that the deep pockets, you know, they always come in a little late just to save the show, and they deserve a lot of attention, those guys. And so they can call us up at 416. Thank you, Ken Stauer, by the way, who has a wonderful program. But people tell me about that music. They say it's. I asked the guy today. I said, well, "What do you? If you're going to talk to him, tell me what do you want to say about it?" He says, "He's got music from all over the world. That's what I listen to. It's full of surprise."
But he has it at 6 o'clock in the morning, right? So not everybody hears it, but you got to get up to listen to it.
Well, the kind of people we know get up at 6 in the morning. See, that's the kind of people get to support They get up and they say, turn on CIUT. That's what I'm at.
I want to mention that one of the things we're looking for money for is to improve the existing mobile radio setup so CIUT can increase our presence in the community at events and festivals. And with that, we're looking to build new live music space and to revamp and improve upon the online presence of CIUT. And to develop a website to accommodate 10,000 hours of audio archives for our members to enjoy. The archives span 25 years or more and include over 2,000 live performances by local, regional, national, and international acts. That's all in the future, and the money you give today is going to help bring all of that about. And this is a big-time station run by ordinary people, for ordinary people. No corporate flim-flammery here. What can we say?
That's right. A lot of these ordinary people are extraordinary.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we see. You found it here. 416-946-7800. Toll free, 1-888-204-8976. Online at CIUT.FM. Kent Stauer just said, you know, we're only $300 from being over 3,000. And, I mean, that there's some kind of prize. I mean, I already had two chocolate chip cookies, so I'm as far as... That's as big as it gets around here. But it would be great if we were to make that